This episode includes negative depictions and simplified stereotypes of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than ignoring parts of the park's history, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from Patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons to Nia, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-Ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-Ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, and Inexorable Tosh Bell. And the A-Ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host, Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has the Mark Twain preparing to leave the dock in Frontierland. You can also see a canoe full of guests moving down the rivers of America. And on the right, you can see the Golden Horseshoe. On the back it reads, Mark Twain, Frontierland. Guests cruise down the rivers of America aboard a sternwheeler steamboat for a glimpse of Mark Twain's America in Disneyland's Frontierland. It's postmarked April 16, 1965, with the Los Angeles Easter Help Crippled Children cancel, and a 4-cent Lincoln postage stamp, Scott number 1036. I assume they visit the park on Thursday, April 15, 1965, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The weather was a high of 73 and a low of 47. Park attendance that day was 26,358. It's addressed to Mr. and Mrs. R. Dowdy of Southern Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It reads, We are all having a wonderful time. The children enjoyed the boat trip and everything. The weather has been perfect since we arrived. We are doing and seeing a lot. Mother's home is large and beautiful. Love from all, Amelia H. Recently, a friend of mine posted two photos side by side, one of her grandfather standing on the Mark Twain wearing a red and black plaid shirt, and a similar shot, but with her wearing a similar shirt and standing in the same location. Looking closely at her grandfather's photograph, I noticed an interesting detail. Attached to one of his shirt buttons was a string with a triangled piece of paper. Initially, I thought it was an old Disneyland passport. Prior to June of 1982, Disneyland and Walt Disney World used a ticket system, which included a park entry ticket and individual tickets for each attraction. These attraction tickets ranged depending on the level of ticket, A through E. A tickets cost less and were for smaller, less thrilling attractions, like the Main Street vehicles and King Arthur's Carousel, and the E tickets were for longer, more thrilling rides like the Matterhorn, the Haunted Mansion, and the Jungle Cruise. The Disneyland Passport was introduced to the parks to allow guests to enjoy all attractions, except shooting galleries, for one price. I say all guests because prior to 1982, members of Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom Club had access to similar tickets. I have a few of the used Magic Kingdom Club tickets in my collection. Each is rubber stamped with the dates of September 1, 1979, February 16, 1981, and December 3, 1981. My oldest non-club or regular guest Disneyland Passport even predates the June 1982 switch from the ticket books to the passport. The front of this rectangular ticket is green, with dark green classic three-circle Mickeys in a repeating pattern all the way down the ticket. The top of the ticket has a hole with a metal grommet. Under it reads, Adult in a simple typeface, and Disneyland Passport in a kind of fancy cursive script font. There's a section in the bottom third that has a lighter green color where the date is stamped with black ink using a rubber stamp reading, Jan 16, 1982. Below it, it reads, Disneyland, good for one admission to Disneyland and unlimited use of attractions, except shooting galleries. On the bottom left-hand corner is a red ticket number. The backside has some additional information, including the price at $10.25, and the rest reads, "This passport is good only during Disneyland regular operating hours and is not subject to refund and is not transferable. If you leave the park at any time to re-enter the same day, please have your hand stamped at the exit. Good only on date validated at Disneyland Hotel Monorail Station or Disneyland Main Entrance." The bottom has a copyright that reads 1981 Walt Disney Productions. Of all of these features on the ticket, the grommet and hole caught my eye. This was to allow guests to tie a string through the grommet and attach it to their clothes, either around a button or attaching it to a belt loop. This would allow cast members to easily identify guests who were using the passports rather than individual tickets. This feature became unnecessary after June of 1982, as all guests were using passports. Great news, Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a theme stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's ENFIELDPOST on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has the omnibus, loading passengers to head down Main Street. In the background, you can see City Hall, and if you look closely, you can see a horse from the horse-drawn streetcar, also parked near Town Square. On the back it reads, "Disneyland Omnibus. Disneyland's 5/8 scale double-decker omnibus carries hundreds of passengers daily on a fun-filled tour. Camera fans especially like the unique angles the omnibus's second deck provides." It's postmarked February 12, 1965, with an Inglewood cancel and a 4-cent Lincoln postage stamp, Scott number 1036. I assume they visited the park on Thursday, February 11, 1965, when park hours were from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The weather was a high of 65 and a low of 39. Park attendance that day was 4,699. It's addressed to the Kroger Brothers of Seward, Nebraska. It reads, "Inglewood, 2-12-65. I didn't see any show last night, but you could see your breath. Saw International Airport last night. Love, Julia." Back to my friend's grandfather. Looking at the triangle shape and the string attached, it matches the old Disneyland tour ticket. I don't personally have one in my collection, but looking at photos on the DaveLineWeb.com Disneyland photo website, there's a page dedicated to tour guides and ambassadors. Many of the photos from the 1960s have guests wearing the same triangle-shaped ticket attached by a string. Since a photo of my friend's grandfather is from 1968, I assume he experienced the old Disneyland guided tour. In my collection, I do have a trifold pamphlet, which has a panel dedicated to guided tours. The front of the pamphlet is fuchsia, and written on the top half in a white cursive script font is, "Two Wonderful Ways to Enjoy Disneyland." At the bottom center is the Disneyland 65 Tencennial logo in a white circle, surrounded by the words, "First Fabulous Decade," repeated 3 times. The first panel on the inside details the options for a personal tour of the park. It reads, "Disneyland's Personal Guided Tours, designed to help you more fully enjoy a trip to Disneyland, especially if it's your first visit to the Magic Kingdom. Join a small group of other visitors for a personalized tour of the happiest place on Earth. Tour all 4 lands in the Magic Kingdom. See attractions of Main Street USA. Enjoy several exciting Disneyland attractions. Learn interesting information about Disneyland from your attractive Disneyland tour guide. Your 2-hour happiness trip, including admission to Disneyland, is just $5 for adults and $3 for children under 12. And when your tour is ended, set out on your own to visit the shops and attractions that you have become acquainted with in the Magic Kingdom. And you will receive, at the end of your tour, a ticket good for another ride in Disneyland." Looking at a script from a 1962 tour on DaveLine Web, I assume the attractions you would experience included a Grand Circle tour on the Disneyland Railroad, the Jungle Cruise, the Mark Twain or Columbia, the Mine Train through Nature's Wonderland, King Arthur's Carousel, and the Monorail. There were additional attractions mentioned on the tour, and you might have been able to experience them during the tour, including the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse and the Matterhorn, and there were likely replacements for when attractions were unavailable. 5 or 6 attractions plus a tour guide for $5 is still a great deal. Adjusted for inflation, that would be around $50 for a tour now, although the current VIP tours now range from $500 to $800 per hour for you and up to 9 guests. Guests can enjoy customizable VIP tour with a minimum of 7 hours and a maximum of 10 hours, and that makes the tour about $350 to $560 per person, plus admission. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow Russ Romano 2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming mail has Mickey Mouse holding an Easter basket full of eggs and Minnie Mouse hugging a little yellow bunny. Below them it reads, "Happy Easter." Around the card, it's sprinkled with flowers and Easter eggs. On the inside of the greeting card, there's a small purple egg with a yellow band and a classic three-circle Mickey Mouse, and reads, "Hope it's excellent." On the left-hand side of the card includes images of Daisy, Donald, Pluto, Goofy, and Mickey and Minnie. It's postmarked March 25th, 2024, with the Portland, Oregon cancel, and a 2011 Ratatouille, Linguini, and Remy Forever postage stamp, Scott number 4554. It reads, "Dear Clocky, aren't these the cutest cards? I was so excited when I found them. Sending you best wishes for a happy spring, your friend Julie." Thank you so much for the greeting card, Julie. It is super cute, and I love that all the characters are included on the inside flap. As this is likely the only Easter card I'll get this year, I do enjoy getting greeting cards for random holidays. I have cousins who send out President's Day cards, and I've often thought about picking a random holiday to send out cards from the park. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It would be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent from Disneyland, or on Twitter at Sent from Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent from Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent from Disneyland podcast.